You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
They're talking about parts of the mountains getting pretty good snow, like 1 to 2 feet of snow, central and southern mountains. But for the city of Denver, we're talking, low 50s today, and maybe a shot at some rain today, and then that'll turn to a rain, snow, wintry mix tonight. And then we'll keep rain and snow in the forecast for the next few days. Nothing big. Pretty much what you'd expect for Feb. A lot coming up on the show today. We've got a mindbender at 7:30. Really interesting note from one of our listeners that has to do with how a guy seems perfect in almost every respect, except for one little thing. It's kind of an interesting question, so we'll get to that a little bit later on the show. I have a question for you, Josh, regarding music, because you're a musician. I know you play guitar. Do you play other instruments as well?
Yeah, I play guitar and piano, yeah.
Okay, so you got them both. All right, that's good. And you have taught. Like, I know you were teaching Jeremy's son for a while, teaching him guitar.
Yeah, I was. Way back in the day. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so I have a question about all of this, because Gretchen teaches piano. And most of the time that she does lessons, she just does lessons Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. So those 3 days. And she does them in the afternoon. So most of those days, I will get out of the house because, bless their hearts, the kids are as adorable as hell. These kids are all like 4 to 12, but the majority of them are like 5, 6, 7, 8. That's where the bulk of her students are. Bless their hearts. They're so darn cute. But you got to know that if you're just sitting in the house and you're listening to 3 hours of piano lessons, you will go slightly insane.
A lot of chopsticks being played, right? Yeah.
Well, no, they don't play chopsticks, but the you know, it's the first of, obviously it's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and then as they progress,
hot,
it's some others,
all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I've heard all of these so many times that I want to just get away. But I've had a lot to do in my basement studio over the last few weeks. Side note, I'm recording an audiobook, and it's my memoir, so I'm doing the audiobook of it. But it's 70,000 words, you know, it's 300 pages, and an audiobook of that length is insanely, it's an insane amount of busy work.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, with a lot of editing and stuff. Anyway, the point is I'm having to stay at home while she's teaching these lessons. So I'm hearing all of them. And here is my question for you as a music instructor and for parents who are listening who have got their kids in music lessons. Besides the regular stuff that they learn, kids also, they get to a point where they get to pick their own song that they want to learn. And Gretchen helps them with that. And so you'll hear them practicing it. And for many of them, it's their whole half hour lesson. So for 30 minutes, I'm hearing a song. But what I've noticed is, none of her, and the kids get to pick the song. They pick the song.
Okay.
None of them have picked anything that has come out in the last 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
None of them. Huh. They are all picking old songs.
Is there a trend like the same song being picked over and over?
Nope. Nope. In fact, I'll tell you what the last two that I like stuck in my head. And I think I was telling Jer about this last week. One little girl latched onto the 1980s song by Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And so I'm hearing that on the piano over and over, which can drive you crazy after a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But then yesterday, I'm in the basement working, and I hear a student come in, and they start. And for 25 minutes, they are working on the piano on the Beatles' Hey Jude.
Oh, wow. That's not a bad song, though, right? I mean, maybe the beginning stages of learning it.
Right. You know, because Paul plays Hey Jude on that song. So it's a piano song. So my question is, what is the deal with 6, 7, 8, 9 year olds gravitating to 40 to, in this case, 56-year-old songs rather than picking something that is a current hit? Do you have an explanation for that?
Well, I don't know if I have an explanation, but I will absolutely confirm what you've been hearing lately, because I have not obviously taught as many kids as your wife has, but I've taught a few, and the first one, the first song that Jeremy's son picked was Wonderwall by Oasis. And that song came out in, 1995?
It's coming up on 30 years old. Yeah.
So there's another one. And then another child that I taught at the time was choosing songs by John Denver, which are 70s or 80s songs, too.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know why they're doing this, because obviously these kids are, for me, 8 to 10 years old. And yet they're choosing songs that were out 25, 30 years before they were even born.
Right.
And I don't know any rhyme or reason to that. Maybe it's because their parents are the ones that want to hear it played.
Okay, so I've got a theory. And it ties in with something I've bitched about on the show. Which I know there's some people saying, God, take a number. What haven't you bitched about on the show? Look, I'm an observer. I'm an observer. I process things. And then I talk about it on the show. So I have pointed out that current hit music, and this is not a condemnation of music. Slow down before you start sending in text music. Dom, quit bashing today's music. I'm not. I'm making an observation. This is not a judgment call. It's an observation that the vast majority of pop hits today have no instruments on them.
Oh.
Now, they might have a bass, because you hear a bass, and they'll have drum sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not traditional guitar, bass, keyboard. But it's not the traditional band sounds.
Yeah.
It's all electronic sounds and computer sounds that are made.
All synthesized. And
if you listen to some of them, right, you'll go, I don't really hear. They all have bass drum and either finger snapping or hand claps. That's
always
the bulk of songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just lay down the same tracks and music is kind of recycled. You know, every song is recycled, blah, blah, blah. And I think maybe the kids, when they're trying to learn an instrument, they can't find anything that's current because it's just computer sounds. It's
not actual
instruments.
I've never
that's
thought
my
of it
theory.
That way. That makes sense. I've never thought of it that way, but that is absolutely something that could totally be true, because I'm trying to run my mind through songs right now, and even some bands, it's always just it's synthesized. They just put it into a computer now.
Yeah.
And they don't have to play anything. There's almost virtually no real talent involved unless they can sing.
That is correct.
Wow.
And not even that a lot of times.
That's true.
I mean, really.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So,
that's true.
So I think that's for kids to learn instruments, they're having to go back in time to songs where they played instruments. Because this kid is playing Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Yeah.
There's nary a piece of computer equipment on that song.
No.
It is guitars, drums, keyboards, bass, guitar. No finger snaps, no hand claps. It's just four guys playing instruments and three guys singing. And I think that's what kids are doing, is they're having to go back and look. Now, you know, I might get some text messages from parents that says I'm full of crap. You know what? Well, it's very possible. But that's just my theory. I'm hearing kids on their own choosing old songs.
I like it, though, because they're learning about the actual music from back in the day, you know? Real music, as they might call it.
Yeah, later they can go to school or whatever and learn how to use a computer, and by doing that, they can go into GarageBand or, you know, Adobe, you know, Audition or Pro Tools or whatever and learn to make songs just using computers.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's just an observation from your brother, Dom.
I like it. You got some good stuff there. That's something to think on.